And what will empower you in the place of prayer is the Spirit of God inside of you. Then you're going to say, oh, then what do you mean by, is Jesus God then? How do we do? Now, let's just quickly look at this quickly so that we can sort things out. When you pray to the Father. Let's look at Acts chapter 12 verse 5 quickly. Acts chapter 12 verse 5. If you're there, you can open it. Somebody can open John chapter 14 verse 13. Acts 12 5. If you're there, you can read, or I'll read from here. Acts chapter 12 verse 5.
Acts 12 5.
Yes.
Peter.
Yes.
Therefore was kept in prison.
Peter was kept in prison.
The prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
All right. Peter was in a prison, but the church was praying to God for him. John 14, 13. Yes.
And I will do whatever you ask in my name.
I will do whatsoever you ask in my name. This is Jesus talking.
So that the Son may bring glory to the Father.
So that the Son may bring glory to the Father. Whatsoever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, he said, you will receive them. Ephesians chapter 6, 18. This is letter of Paul. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. I'll read from. Okay. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
And pray in the Spirit on all occasions.
Pray in the Spirit on all occasions.
With all kinds of prayers and
thanksgiving. With all kinds of prayer. And thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
All right. With this in mind, pray for all the saints. Think of it this way. Paul is right and say, pray at all times for all saints with all manners of prayer and supplication, thanksgiving or request. And do this even for other people. So here in the three scriptures we have read, Acts 12:5 tells us that Peter was locked up and the church was constantly praying unto God for him. John 14:13, Jesus said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, you're going to get it. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, pray always with all kinds of praise. And pray also with perseverance. You stay on it. There is a thin line between prayer that is feigned repetition and the one that is perseverance. But we're going to look at that also. So prayer is talking or engaging God in communication. Engaging God in communication. Here in the outline we have, it says that prayer must consist of four things. That is A, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Well, let's look at it. The sample of prayer we have is what we read in Matthew chapter 6. What is adoration? You tell somebody, oh, you have been wonderful. You have done this good thing for me, or you are great. It's praising God. Confession is bearing and opening up ourselves unto God. You know, what confession means to other people is just telling God something you think God did not know. We don't have serve a God that does not know everything. Because Bible says that before you ask, he knows already. Everywhere you go, for the eyes of the Lord sees all the places of the earth. When you are making confession to God, we are explaining our own nature to God that knows already, just to be sincere before him. Confession is not just telling God something to get through our prayer points. Confession is telling God that, Lord, I know I should have done this, or I made this mistake. I know I shouldn't have done it, or I didn't know before I did it, or it just came out of me. I didn't plan it. Oh, please forgive me, and I'm not going to do it again. Confession is not complete if there is no mindset of stopping to do what we have confessed. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is giving praise or just being joyful. Be thankful, meaning you say thank you for the things God has done for you. And there's a key word here, it says supplication. When you supplicate, it means you are begging. You are bringing petition before God and say, Father, I really need this. Let's quickly go back to the prayer of Jesus and see how all these are put together so that we'll know that really. Jesus started, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. The word hallowed means sanctified. Holy is your name. And your kingdom come is a statement of, I know that yes, that which you have said is going to be the same. And your will be done. You are telling God, I know what your will is, and that is what's going to happen. On earth, just as it is in heaven. And then from verse 11, it started this. So your very deed adoration or thanksgiving. And I say, give us this day our daily bread. That's a request. You are asking God for something. And supplication, as we have here, you can have intercession. Intercession is you are on behalf of somebody praying or asking God for something. You can intercede for your friend, for your brother, for your cousin, for your family, for your children, for anyone that you can think of. You can. What happened in Acts 12:5 was intercession. They were praying to God for Peter that was locked up. Father, release this man. And that was what God did. It could be a request, just as in Matthew 6:11. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. What we need, give us. And 12, and forgive us our debts. Okay, the question I want to throw out there is that a request or a confession? And forgive us our debts. Let's think of it for a moment. Is that statement a confession or a request? It's a request. And forgive us. I'm reading verse 12 of Matthew.
Yeah.
Is that statement, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Is it a request or is it a confession? Because we must be able to understand confession. I am very particular about confession. So is it a confession or a request? My definition originally, confession is if you approach God to say, I have done these bad things, please help me, I don't want to continue. I rely on the plan of God and the blood of Jesus to wipe that away. That's confession. And I will make up my mind not to go and do them anymore. Request is, Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. So when Jesus was praying, he said, pray after this manner. Give us this day our daily bread. And Lord, forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. It is a request. So we are requesting and asking God to do something for us. And now please, before we move further from here, I want us to clearly understand something from the scripture. God has instituted the laws so that when we do something, we can satisfy God. At the same time, God has instituted grace that if God does something for us, we can satisfy God. I'll repeat that. Law is what God has put down that we need to do to satisfy God. Grace is what God will do on our behalf to satisfy the requirement for us, to satisfy the requirement of God. It's like a turnaround thing. You have to fulfill the law for you to satisfy God. Grace is something that God will do on your behalf for you to satisfy the requirement of God. When we are asking that God to forgive us our debts, we are relying on God to use His grace to make us fit into His plan, His fullness, His sanctification. Because our outline says something here. Say, washing in the blood of Christ will follow a sincere confession. And the washing will come through the blood of Jesus. And it's only God that can forgive us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So in your mind now, if you are asked, what is prayer? You should be able to say, well, I know prayer is a communication with God. Prayer is a way that you reach the mind of God. Challenge number one, God is not physical. God is not something you can grab with your hands. Therefore, prayer must be done in the spirit. You may express it with your mouth. You may express it with tears in your eyes. You may express it by kneeling down, because we're going to move to that now.